On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
Boris Johnson says he'll talk to the White House if an American diplomat's wife doesn't return to the UK to face questions over a fatal car crash. 42-year-old Anne Sarkoulas left the UK after the accident which killed a 19-year-old motorcyclist and is claiming diplomatic immunity. Police have written to the US Embassy in London to demand that's waived. The Prime Minister's given his reaction.
I do not think that it can be right to use the process of diplomatic immunity for this type of purpose, and I hope Anne Sarkoulas will come back and will engage properly with the processes of law as they're carried out in this country.
KMFM News.
The family of a 21-year-old who was stabbed to death on a night out in Maidstone have slammed a rapper's apology on social media. Andre Bent died after being attacked in Jubilee Square shortly after a Mo Stack performance at Gallery Nightclub in August. The North London musician tweeted for the first time last week, saying sorry for staying silent and offered his condolences. More than a dozen people have been arrested over the violence. A 16-year-old's been charged with murder. More than 20 people have been arrested as climate change protesters begin what they're calling a two-week shutdown of central London. The group says one of those was an 81-year-old woman who was part of efforts to block access to government departments. Diana's demonstrating on Lambeth Bridge and says she's also prepared to be arrested.
Unless we do something dramatic and make a lot of trouble, this terrible climate change disaster is going to continue happening. We need to raise the profile. We need government to listen. So I decided I've got nothing to lose.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see the moment a car crashed through a fence during a police chase in Gravesend. The Volkswagen Golf was speeding down alleyways near Perry Street last night before smashing into a family's garden. Officers were unable to find the driver. Boris Johnson's been trying to sell his latest ideas on Brexit to EU leaders ahead of a crucial summit starting next Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron's told him to expect a decision at the end of the week. KMFM's been told what Kent could be like if it wasn't for charities. More than 1.8 million of us live in the county, but there are 15% of children living in poverty, and part of Thanet's been named one of the most deprived areas of England. The Kent Community Foundation supports charitable organisations and provides grants. Chief Exec Josephine McCartney's been telling Ollie the situation could be a lot worse.
Although there is quite a significant homeless problem in Kent, you would definitely have more homeless people. You would have more people who are dealing with mental health issues, whether that's anxiety to, you know, being suicidal. You would definitely have more people going hungry because there are more food banks.
Is that a systemic failure then on the part of the system? You know, should we have to be relying on the charity sector in 2019?
No, we shouldn't. But I think it would be unrealistic to say that, you know, I think, so when I worked in a national charity, our objective always would have been that we didn't have to exist ultimately. But the reality is that that has never been the case and never will be the case. So I think we're always going to be reliant at some level on people's goodwill and the goodwill of the community, because charity is your community, that's what it is.
They awarded £2 million last year and are now looking to support groups dealing with issues like period poverty and domestic abuse. You can listen to the full podcast with Josephine. We've tweeted it via at KMFM News.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A 17-year-old boy is among three people who've been arrested after police raided a house in Gravesend. Officers found drugs and cash when they searched a home in Winchester Crescent on Saturday evening. And remember Benny the Beluga? Well, now another whale's been spotted in the Thames Estuary by North Kent. At Kent Online, you can see the humpback, which was photographed in the water not far from the QE2 bridge at Dartford. Experts from the British Divers Marine Life Rescue have confirmed the sighting and say they'll continue to monitor its movements.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham Gillingham have confirmed their game against Portsmouth next weekend will go ahead. It had been in doubt after three Pompey players were called up for international duty, meaning the opposition could have called for the match to be postponed. But they've said it'll go ahead on Saturday at Fratton Park as planned. And in ice hockey, it wasn't a good weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos with back-to-back defeats. They were beaten 4-3 by Solent Devils in South Division 1 on Saturday before losing 7-9 to Bracknell Hornets at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.